local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. The only thing better than 2 hours of Pensacola Right Now is 3 hours of
there
Pensacola Right Now. Yeah.
You are a glutton for punishment.
You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Chris Bryan and Austin Price here in the studio with you. Getting things started right away with just a top three story here. And it's really, I say top three story, it's the top story. The DNC,
yeah,
of
right.
course. We've had Bobby Rossi dropping in. Should have him dropping in at some point this hour. We'll get the details from him on that. But yes, the DNC officially began today. And of course, there are cheers of thank you, Joe, expected at Chicago's United Center with Biden slated as the main speaker tonight. And he's supposed to have his daughter, Ashley Biden, I believe, speaking, introducing him and all. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what he talks about.
His granddaughter?
I thought it was his daughter. Is Ashley his granddaughter?
Don't follow Joe. I don't know.
Well, I will say, if it's his granddaughter, he's kind of copying the Trump idea, you know, bringing out the granddaughter. But that's the thing. Yeah.
Trump. We're
yes.
talking about the golfer.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But let's see here. I had just had the story about Biden, and it said, I could have sworn it said his daughter, but I could be wrong.
Let me put this in perspective for you. Here you are. Say, for instance, put yourself in Kamala Harris's shoes. Okay?
Shoes, yeah.
Here you go. You're going to be addressing this big convention out there, and you're going to tell them it's going to cost you more than $1.7 trillion that we're going to add to the national debt. How do you think that's going to go over on stage?
Not very well.
Well, probably in that stage, it might just go right over their heads. You know,
it may.
That's what I was getting at.
Right.
She's this just busting today. Key part of Kamala's newly released economic agenda, adding $1.7 trillion to the America's growing national debt. This is based on the CRFB's analysis of what the Harris campaign released. The cost of new tax credits, the spending would total about, get this one, sit down, $1.95 trillion over fiscal years 26 through 35, which would rise to, get this, sit down, $2.25 trillion if the housing policies were made permanent.
Right.
How are we going to pay for that?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. How are we going to pay for that?
Oh, I mean, the taxpayer will.
Or not.
I am politically insightful,
we're
as
not.
You can tell.
We're not.
Will say, did get confirmation here looking at the headline. Yeah, president's daughter, Ashley Biden. So that, yeah, that's
see,
who
you
it
got
is.
It covered over there.
Yeah.
And it's about this money, this $1.7 trillion, things like this. This is some of the answers she's going to have to provide.
Right.
She's got all these platforms out here. And believe me, you and I had this conversation. I don't have a D or R behind my name.
Right.
So I'm playing right down the line on this thing. But she's making a lot of statements. She's making a lot of claims. She's got to substantiate pretty soon.
Right.
That's what's coming.
Oh, for sure. And that's the thing. That's something every politician, they claim that they're all different, but they do the same thing. They make these claims, and they're either unsubstantiated, or they turn out to be false, or, yeah, they're financially upsetting. Yeah, and so that's the thing. She's going to have a lot to answer, and we've been talking about the whole media presence and how poorly received it was at the RNC. Don't know if the DNC is going to be any different. Don't know when Kamala Harris is going to speak about these sorts of things. Hopefully, we'll hear about her side of the story, but that's not really welcoming someone to ask questions. So, but the DNC is not for that. It's supposed to be a kumbaya of the Democratic Party. So hopefully we'll hear hopefully some more details on that if she does make a media appearance.
Let's hope that that whole philosophy platform stays that.
Right.
Kumbala. Because I hope it's not fighting guns, violence outside the arena.
Oh, for sure.
And as Bobby was telling us earlier today, they have locked the protesters, what did they say, 5 blocks away or something like that?
Yeah. The security was dealing with protesters a good ways away, and we saw footage of it. It was kind of rough.
Right. And as I left the conversation with Bobby last hour, we're just concerned about his and Andrew's safety.
Oh, for sure.
Making sure our two guys are okay.
And Andrew said that one of his biggest takeaways, because I think I was doing Pensacola Morning News with him the first day of the RNC, and he said he could not feel safer with all the security there. And now there's not as much. Bobby has said there's not as much, but As Chris, you mentioned just a moment ago, they're making sure that these protesters are far away. Mm-hmm. It may get rowdy over on the outskirts of the area, but it's nothing too severe. It's just a lot of hectic, you know, names and voices moving around at the DNC, but that's to be expected.
I'll kind of age myself here. Back in the 68 convention in Chicago, the Democratic convention here, things started just like they are today, very calm, very right. organized. And they quickly spun out of control on day two. That's what we're going to look at. I mean, this is right now. Yeah, we're. What do they say? It's like the calm before the storm, right. something to that effect. And that's why I keep talking to Bobby and Andrew about this. You know, just be safe, guys.
Right.
You know, this stuff can change and turn on you in a New York second. I got in the middle of a riot one time down in Tampa, at the University of South Florida. They have a their soccer field is in a bowl. In a bowl type situation.
Right.
Well, we were there listening, and it was a, get this, I'll really date myself here. It was a Kent State rally.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, you know, Ohio, and this type of thing. But they in the middle of the night, like midnight at night, they put up these floodlights. The military, the National Guard brought these floodlights in, and we couldn't see what was going on because the lights were blinding us. Have you ever done any stage work, like on Broadway stage or stage?
Yeah.
When you look at the lights, you can't see the audience because it's just all...
It's like blinding.
It's literally like a curtain, you know?
Right.
Well, this was what happened, and it turned quickly into a peaceful, organized rally. At the time, I was representing Pensacola Junior College, which is now Pensacola State, of course. And then we had the University of West Florida group, and we all went down in a very peaceful manner.
Right.
Didn't turn out like that, man. At midnight, they came down beating heads.
Yeah.
And we had to run for our lives in that situation. But that's why I'm mentioning to Bobby and Andrew about this. You know, things can change real fast.
And hopefully it's nothing that severe.
Absolutely.
And that's why the heightened security is there, to make sure anything like that can be nipped in the bud.
Absolutely.
Now, a very sobering topic, and now for a very sobering segue.
Yeah,
this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, we don't have a ton going on. It's been, dare I say, a smooth sailing.
Go ahead and jinx it.
Just
go right ahead.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm always scared that we're just going to see an accident report and all these backups. But right now, fingers crossed, we're not seeing that. As for the weather, very quickly here, 93 degrees in Pensacola. Excuse me, just refreshed, 91 degrees in Pensacola. So, getting kind of chilly tonight. The low is going to be 76 with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, it's going to be very similar to today. Sunny, mostly clear, high of 95 and a low of 74. So, We're hitting some consistency. I think the hottest part of the year just might be behind us. But
I laugh in your face.
Slowly but surely.
September's a monster, man.
September is kind of rough.
September's, you know, that's with the storms and things like that. You talk about the storms lining up.
Right.
Yeah, June, July, they kind of pass us by here. August, you skim by, but September's our bad boy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it doesn't get consistently cold until about
December.
Yeah, that's the thing, but you're still going to, I'm still going to be wearing shorts on Christmas.
Me too.
And that's what's
that's why I'm
sucks.
Here.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, here's my philosophy. If you want to get, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get cold and you really want to feel that winter temperature, here's what you do. You go to the corner Circle K station. Okay.
Right.
Walk in their beer cooler, sit in there 5 minutes, get as cold as you want and leave. There you go. That's the whole answer to wanting to be cool.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the panhandle.
A beer
way.
Cooler.
Yeah, a beer cooler. About 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we do have an update from Bobby Rossi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we may, I'll run it by him. I know, Chris, you and I were talking about this earlier. We may have him live on our phone call.
I love it.
Because his current plan is, all right, I'm just going to send one more, you know, update. And it's like, well, maybe if you're a slacker when it comes to getting your hands dirty, man, it's the DNC week. We got to get as much live coverage as we can. So we'll see what Bobby's wanting to
do. But you remember what he said? He says he got the clear spot once he got in the elevator.
Yeah.
Everybody left.
So I don't know. We'll see.
The world of Bobby Ross.
We'll keep in touch with him, see what he's willing to do. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Your Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller. I'm urging all voters in District 1 to vote on August 20th for Steve Stroberger for your next county commissioner. As your clerk of court, I have seen the greed, the entitlement, and the weaponizing of this current county commission. We can no longer afford the divisiveness, the millions of dollars paid in lawsuits, and the lack of transparency. Steve Stroberger is a man we can trust. I'm Pam Childers, and I trust Steve Stroberger, and you should too.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs, and they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas power business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Intro there.
Yeah, it really is. Kind of a soothing afternoon drive home type
yeah,
music.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
There you go. Right. Nice job, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All righty, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Luckily, when I say quick check, I mean it. There's not too much going on the roads. Your roads are looking about as clear as they're going to at this hour. As for the weather, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 76 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, very similar, mostly clear skies with a high of, sunny with a high of 95.
We knew what you were talking about.
And then tonight's low is going to be 74. All right, so mentioned this before we went to break. We got Bobby Rossi here with another voice update for us. I don't know why I said voice update. Obviously, he's using his voice. He's not speaking in sign language.
Yeah. AI.
All righty. Bobby, what's going on at the DNC, my man?
Okay, I stepped outside the United Center to see what the line was to try to get in. And when we first came here, I would say the line was maybe 40 feet long. Now it's 400 feet long to get in. So, because I was a little... not concerned. I was just wondering, like, hey, you know, the sitting president of the United States is speaking tonight. And so usually Mondays are kind of a dead day. But with the sitting president, I think the line would be bigger and the place would be packed out more than what it was on the inside. So I came out the outside. Sure enough, people are still pouring in. And so it's going to fill up. I'm sure by the time the president is actually speaking, we're going to have a lot more people here. And then, as I was stating before, this is kind of a farewell to Biden and a handoff from President Biden over to Kamala Harris. And so tonight is going to be, well, we were told it was going to be speeches kind of a tribute to Biden and everything. So far the speeches are just about the party, and they're actually focusing more on Kamala and how Kamala represents every woman or every young girl and things like that. So far there's nothing about Biden. It's been all about Kamala, but we'll see how it goes as the night progresses. I'm Bobby Rossi for News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Thank you, Bobby.
Okay, who's Biden?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. I mean, we talked about that earlier, Chris, and I think that's smart. I think if we're trying to push Kamala and we've got to make up for lost time and her, like, oh, she's the gal. She's going to be our party representative. Well, then, all right, let's hear about her. Because at the end of the day, Biden has really taken a step back in the political spotlight.
For the folks not having the benefit of having us on television or listening to us like this, I was off mic going, oh gosh, I hope it doesn't become a Kumbaya Joe Biden night.
Yeah.
And the great thing. Yeah, go for it. Kamala, it's your night, man. Or, right. You know, your time. It's tell us what you're going to do.
There you go.
And tell us how you're going to do it. But yeah, they don't need to spend any time with Joe.
Yeah, they don't need to spend any time with him. He can sit alone in the corner. Yeah.
I feel sorry for him in a way, because you and I talked about this. Jill Biden was one of the most, I guess, motivating factors for him staying in the election.
For as long as he did,
she drug him on and off stages and did, oh, Joe's going to be here 4 more years. And then notice it was crickets after he made that. He didn't make the announcement. He was pushed out of that thing.
Right.
And so Jill has been crickets.
Exactly. And that's the thing, because you saw people start to blame her. And honestly, you'd see the harshest Republicans on social media saying, I feel sorry for this man. And it is, because it's like, he shouldn't be coerced into this. He shouldn't be strong-armed into it, especially by someone like his spouse, who's supposed to love him unconditionally and, you know, always have his back and know what's best for him and whatever, especially in old age. So, yeah, no, very unfortunate.
Joe just got locked into... bad situation.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing. People have said that even now, since his stepping down, he has seemed to do really well. And that's the thing. If that's the case and it's stress-free, good for him.
You can sit.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden will be the keynote speaker on night one of the Democratic National Convention. Fox's Madison Allworth has more from Chicago.
The advisors and those close to him are going to the media today saying he's excited, saying that he's ready to give this speech. But you do have to wonder, considering less than 30 days ago, he was thinking he'd be giving his acceptance speech. Instead, he is kicking off the DNC with this speech.
The president's speech is scheduled for 10:50 p.m. Eastern. Former New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty on federal fraud charges, including using false identities to make campaign donations. Outside the courthouse on Long Island, Santos says he'll take responsibility for his actions.
I hope that by facing these consequences head on, I can begin to demonstrate my commitment to change and to earning your forgiveness.
Santos will be sentenced on February 7th. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Social media platform X says it will be shuttering their operations in Brazil, claiming the Supreme Court there threatened to arrest its legal representative in the country if they did not comply. Earlier this year, the company clashed with government leadership over free speech and misinformation that was being spread on X. There's a new champion at the weekend box office. Alien Romulus opened in first place at the North American box office with $41.5 million, grossing more than $100 million worldwide. The film earned roughly $108 million globally. Deadpool and Wolverine came in at second with an additional $29 million. The Walt Disney Company, who owns 20th Century Studios, is now responsible for 42% of the industry's summer box office haul. On Wall Street, stocks were higher. The Dow gained 236 and the NASDAQ was up 245. That's Your Money Now.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with the Sports Minute. The first top 25 college football polls out. No surprise, the usuals in the top five, Alabama, Texas, Oregon, Ohio State, and Georgia. But it made me think about a powerhouse of old. I'm talking about USC, who is now in the Big Ten. Ruh-roh. They're about to get absolutely swallowed alive through conference realignment. I'm Sean Levine.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi.
What do they have in common?
They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now it's the Democrats' turn.
I will be laser focused on creating opportunities for the middle class.
Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. We got Bobby Rossi on standby. We're not going to go to him just yet. He's going to have to sit there and wait in suspense.
Because we're going to tell everybody about the Mike Norvell show coming up tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we can start with that.
The FSU, of course, FSU playing in Ireland, I believe, this weekend.
Dublin, Ireland this Saturday.
Going against Georgia Tech.
At 11 a.m. our time.
I think that's going to be a great game. Sure. And, of course, you can hear FSU football right here on News Radio 92.3 throughout the season. So we're ready for that one. Very excited about that. 7 o'clock tonight. This is what I was getting at. 7 o'clock tonight, Mike Norvell, head coach of the Noles. He'll be in for his hour-long show this evening. We're kind of off schedule a little bit. We'll pick up on Dave Ramsey at 8 o'clock tonight.
Right.
And then next week, we're all back to normal.
Well, that's the thing. Next week, I think the coach's show is off. But I do think the coach's show is going to be a consistent weekly thing.
Okay.
After next week, yes. Okay. I think next week is an exception, though. But, heck, if Chris doesn't know, I certainly don't. So we'll figure it out. Anyway, we're professionals here.
I'm just excited about FSU football this year.
Oh, who isn't? All righty, looking at the roads here, nothing really going on the roads, about as smooth sailing as it can be, so hopefully you won't experience much issues on your way home. 91 degrees in Pensacola, fairly clear skies, low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be very similar, mostly clear with a high of 95 and a low of 74. All righty, now, getting on to the man of the hour, Bobby Rossi. We've got him back on the line here at the DNC. Bobby, give us an update, my friend. What's going on?
All right, so the last update I told you, I looked at the line. It was about 400 feet long. I'm trying to get in. So I made the grave error of stepping outside of the perimeter to go see how long the line really was. It's more like 4,000 feet long. I just walked. As I mentioned before, one of the negatives that we've found with this is that there's really only two access points. And the majority of media and delegates and things all go through one spot, and I said earlier, I was like, surprisingly, we got right in. It was actually easier than the RNC. We happened to get there at a good time. We got there an hour before anything was beginning. because now it's a nightmare, and everybody there is very frustrated in the line about how long the line is and how long it's taking for them to get in. So it's definitely a little bit different, and so now I'm going to go get something to eat because I've got to wait for the line to die down. It's going to be an hour at least before it dies down. Luckily for me, the president's not going to be speaking probably till 9 o'clock, so I've got plenty of time to try to get in there. But, yeah, massive line now, people trying to get, which is what I would expect when the sitting president of the United States is going to be speaking.
Hey, Bobby, do they have those metal detectors, screeners set up there for people coming into the United Center?
So a very interesting thing is that they don't have metal detectors. They do have metal detectors, but they have a screening for, everybody has a Secret Service badge to get in. Mm-hmm. And to so before you can even get into the metal detector area, they scan your badge with just like a card reader type thing. Then they have this fancy, I mean, it looks like a little mini satellite dish. That satellite dish can scan your badge from a distance, and then it pulls your face up. It pulls your face up right there.
Nice.
And so it's kind of cool because then they verify. Then they verify your face with your badge and make sure you are who Secret Service already screened. So once you get that, then you can go through the metal detector area. So there's a pretty good. It takes a little time to get to security.
Well, you know, all in the name of safety, I'm sure of that. But how long is it now? When say, for instance, I was just a normal person trying to get into the arena there. How long of wait will this be from the 4,000 people in line to get into the arena?
I have no idea. It's so long, and it wasn't even moving at all.
Oh my gosh!
It wasn't even moving at all. So yeah.
Well, we're really excited to hear about Oh Joe tonight in terms of
I stepped out when Maxine Waters was speaking.
Oh, good. That was a good place to step out.
I was like, let me go check on the crowd.
That was a good move on your part, that side. What do they say now about they're saying now that Joe Biden, the evening was supposed to be like a very way to go, Joe, kind of a rah-rah session for Joe Biden. And then now they've said went back with this, and it's more about Kamala.
Yeah, this was supposed to be the Joe day, and nope, it's about Kamala so far. So maybe as it gets closer to President Biden speaking, maybe that will change. But at least right now, it's the Kamala show.
Were you in the arena when Joe did his walkthrough earlier this afternoon?
No, I was not.
Okay.
He hasn't showed up yet.
Oh, he hasn't?
But we've seen.
We were monitoring the Fox monitor here, and it looked like he was in the arena, but it could have been some B-roll or something like that.
Yeah.
That might have been some B-roll. Yeah, he's not there yet.
Okay. All right.
In fact, when I came out, they have things blocked off for the procession, you know, for his procession to show up. So that's kind of what they're getting ready for now. In fact, they're blocking off certain streets that were not blocked off earlier today as they're getting ready for his motorcade.
Hmm. Hey, how hard is it for you to get to the United Center from your hotel?
About a mile, 1.1 miles away. Mm-hmm. The problem is, like I said, the entrance is actually only one entrance, and it's on the opposite side of the United Center from where we're at.
Oh, great.
And so it adds an extra, I'd say, 3/4 of a mile just walking around the perimeter to get to the entrance. So it's not too bad, though. Just jumped in an Uber right now.
Hmm.
Say hi, Shanice. Shanice is my driver. So.
That's your Uber driver?
Hello.
Pardon. Hello. Oh, my. So they're driving you around the United Center. You're not walking, are you?
Yeah.
Not now. I did walk in earlier. So.
Yeah, he did his part. Bobby, one last question for you here. It's a bit more frivolous, but when you were at the RNC, I remember something, first impressions, that really just blew you and Andrew both for a loop was an all-gender bathroom. Have you seen any of those at United Center?
Yes. I've seen the sign for it. I have not yet attended the all-gender bathroom yet, but I will.
There you go.
Good. That is an experience we're going to have a sound bit dedicated to at some point later this week.
That's where we want to get the next hit from.
There you go.
Bobby in the bathroom.
Yeah, Bobby in the bathroom. That'll be our segment for this week.
My next hit. That'll be my first day tomorrow. I'll do it from the bathroom.
There you go. There, that's the spirit.
All righty, Bobby. Thanks for checking in and giving us an update. We'll
be
talk
safe,
to you
bud.
Some more later this week, all right?
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, take care. All right, that was Bobby Rossi.
He sounds
there.
Like he's having too much darn fun to me.
Yeah, yeah. In the Uber,
is he
in the bathroom.
Paid for this, by the way? Is he on the payroll for this one? Because he's having a lot of fun.
I would say ask. I would say ask Dave, but I think Dave is there with
Dave's
him as well.
Dave's there too. So.
If Dave ain't getting paid, I'm sure he's not going to let anybody else have fun with money either. But I don't know. In all seriousness, they could be. We'll see. But I do want to say, someone sent this headline. This was a texter. They sent this in a little while ago, talking about basically going off of what you said, Chris, about how fast things can change. And this was not just one like breaking news headline. This is what was being talked about earlier. But talking about those protesters, they actually breached the DNC wall before the first speaker even took the stage. So, of course, I mean, we were seeing some of the clashing between security and protesters, but there was an actual breach at one point, at least one. So, yeah, I mean, it can get chaotic fast. And that can be the case without protesters, but especially with them.
You know, I'm interested because a lot of these national guys, television national guys, seem to be kind of using the 68 Democratic Convention in Chicago as a kind of a sounding board for what to expect for this year.
Right.
Can't do it.
No.
Different world.
Yeah.
Totally different world. Too sophisticated. These knuckleheads out there in the streets, they've well thought this thing out.
Right.
They are pros at this game. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of the law enforcement are not.
Yeah.
So they have a big advantage over this because they planned for this thing for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And they've got it down to a science. Ugh. So that's why I mentioned to you, things can change really fast. If you just want to go back and see some historic, go Google Democratic Convention 68. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's brutal. Just past 6:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here still. Let's see. Maybe a little bit of minor congestion traveling northbound on Mobile Highway just past where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. But outside of that, not too much is holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 91 degrees still in Pensacola. Tonight's low of 76. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly clear skies once again, luckily. No rainfall in sight.
Yay.
High of 95 and a low of 74. All righty. So,
did I mention to you that Mike Norville's coming up in about 12 minutes?
Yes. You brought it up to me.
Yes.
But if you're just now hearing that, then that's who Chris is talking to. Yes.
FSU football tonight. So
yes.
Not the game. Not. No, wait a minute.
Monday night.
That was really bad. Yeah. I totally blew that one wrong. No. The coaches show. Mike
right.
Norville.
Yes.
FSU, Knowles, 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely.
Be there or be square.
There you go. And that's the thing. That is supposed to be a thing, I think, every Monday. So, of course, as we get through this college football season and there are more Florida State games every week. Yeah, I know. Confounding, right?
Yay.
That's how football works. Every week, though, Norvell is going to give a rundown of everything going on, state of the program, going from one game to another. Very informative stuff there. Mentioned this earlier this afternoon, of course, something that we've been talking about more and more, especially in this time with storms going on, is price gouging. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is now defending VP Harris's plan to curb it. The New York Democrat told CNN State of the Union that while a variety of factors are responsible for inflation, the bottom line is that Harris's plan will drive costs down for consumers. He pushed back against claims that price gouging isn't the main cause of inflationary trends and says that some bad actors are using the tactic to boost their profits. Jeffries said that Democrats in Congress are committed to working with Harris to get her price gouging plan through. I'm all for handling price gouging.
Oh, I am too.
R&D, those letters aside, I'm all for that.
It's just sometimes you have to have a scorecard.
Yeah.
Who's on first, what's on second, and why's on third. So, you know, it is interesting. Also want to remind everybody, because coming up this Saturday, and you can say, listen, you can save a lot of bucks. This is the bottom line.
Right.
Just cut to the chase here. The Florida Disaster Preparedness Tax Holiday getting underway. Once again, this is phase two. We did it earlier a couple of months ago.
Right.
This Saturday, continuing through the 6th of September.
Mm-hmm.
You can save yourself a lot of money on tax-free items for hurricane preparedness, batteries, water, you know, generators, you name it. This, just the normal things that we need to combat if a tropical storm were to ever come to our neighborhood. Also in September, the 1st through the 7th, it's the Tool Time Tax Holiday. I don't think we've done this one before.
You mentioned that this was like a first of its kind.
Yeah, this is residents can get great deals tax-free on tools And I don't think it's hurricane-related tools, just tools.
Right.
Save yourself some money. So there's a couple of great saving ideas for you if you're planning on getting all revved up there for hurricane season, or if you're maybe thinking about doing some household items around the house and need some tools.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If there is a storm or something and something does go wrong, if you're a craftsman, I'm not, can't speak for Chris, I know I'm not. But if you are and you're a bit more of a handyman and can fix stuff around the house, well, then maybe that's the type of tax holiday you're looking for. 6:50 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, one last quick check of the roads and weather, of course, accompanied by some pop culture notes and maybe a good news story as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for Conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. A single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, 6:54 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you in just a moment.
How long did you practice hitting that post like that when he went,
Oh, dude.
You hit that thing perfect.
That's Shine by Collective Soul. I listen to that song all the time.
Well,
yeah,
you hit the post.
I appreciate it.
He's not a dish guy. He's a talk show guy, and he's hitting post on music.
There you go. All righty.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, sir. Getting a quick headline here. An unfortunate one, but hopefully one that will end up good. Boy Meets World star Danielle Fishel says that she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-mm. She made the revelation in Monday's episode of her Pod Meets World podcast. The 43-year-old mother of two said the cancer was caught extremely early and that it's technically stage zero. So that's great news there.
That's excellent.
She said that she's going to be fine and says she's planning to have surgery to remove it. And she urged listeners to make sure they schedule an annual mammogram. You know, man, I don't go to the doctor like I should. I don't think anybody really does. But that's the thing. You always hear people that have been in this position and even worse positions than Danielle here. And they do. They'll tell you. Don't ignore it if you think you got a problem, or don't just play it, you know, don't risk it, you know, oh, I think I'm fine. No, be sure to get yourself checked out and all that. And I know sometimes people are scared to, but you need to.
Do you think that a lot of times, okay, I'll put myself in this arena here. Right. A lot of times when you go to a doctor, how many times do you go in there and they want to run up those lab costs?
Yeah.
You got to do this one. You got to do this one. You got to do this one. And next thing you know, you're going to the bank to get a loan to take care of all these medical costs. You think it's put a fear element into a lot of the
absolutely.
Patients?
Absolutely.
And saying, no way, I don't want to hear that because I can't afford it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, you have to worry about prices when you have insurance.
Yes,
a lot of people don't have insurance.
Oh, you're so right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
right.
Yeah, no. The whole thing, a lot of people are just like, hey, if I feel fine, I'm fine. That's how a lot of people handle their day-to-day. But yes, that they feel that way without money. When you bring money into the equation, they're scared poopless.
I think that fear factor is just speaks volumes on people making the right decision.
Right.
And that's the key operative word there, the right decision, making the decision that's going to keep you alive.
Right. And and that's the thing. It's upsetting that you have to gauge your health and your money in it. But, you know, that's just how it is for a lot of people. But I'm glad to hear that she's doing as well as she is.
Yeah, me too.
Just past 6:55 here, that one last quick check of the roads and weather coming at you now. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. Maybe some backup starting to pick up downtown, but hey, it's downtown Pensacola. What do you expect? Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here for you. As for the weather, it's basically what Alan was saying earlier and what I've been saying lately. 91 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 76 tonight, mostly clear skies. And as we go through your week, there's not going to be a lot of rainfall, if any. And it's going to be highs in the mid-90s and lows in the mid-70s with mostly clear skies tomorrow as well.
Okay, be truthful with me.
What's up?
Have you been giving that same forecast for the past 3 months?
No, I have not. Honestly,
it sounds like it.
That's the thing. It does. It starts to blend together, and it
right.
feels like you're being repetitive.
Right,
it feels
right,
like
right.
you're saying the same thing over and over. But no, I'm starting to see those nightly lows get just a little bit lower. They were around 80, and now they're going to be at 74 tomorrow. So that's no, that's good news for sure, man. I'm happy to be able to say I notice a difference there.
Listen, I remember the days living in Colorado. I would open my windows at nighttime.
Really?
No, I can't do it here, but of course in Colorado, it's a different story. But
yeah, you get a nice breeze.
I like that.
Oh, for sure.
I like that. It's like kind of like camping out in the backyard.
Right.
You know, get the kids, put the tent up, go out there and lay in the backyard and fight the dogs. But hey, it's nice. It's cool. It's wonderful.
Right.
I like that.
It's moderate. It doesn't even have to be like freezing cold. It's moderate. That's what you want.
I remember when the kids first, when I said, let's go out and camp out in the backyard, they looked at me, are you crazy? You want me to leave this air conditioning? You want me to leave my television? You want me to leave my games?
Right.
Games first. First it was games.
For
you
sure.
want me to leave my games? But once we got outside, everybody enjoyed it. It was a great evening out there. So I'm glad the weather's changing a bit.
Yes, even if it is quite slowly. Also, we got a federal judge dismissing George Santos's lawsuit against ABC late night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. We touched on this a little bit last week. Mm-hmm. The former New York congressman sued Kimmel for airing personalized videos he made for Cameo, where celebrities record videos for a fee. Santos claimed Kimmel used a fictitious name and then broadcasted the videos on his TV show. The judge ruled the videos were protected under the fair use exemption because they were used for political commentary and criticism. But not only that, he paid for them.
Oh.
That was always the thing with me. It's like, if he's paying for the stuff. I mean, so what? Anybody could be using a fake name.
Yeah. Yes, they could.
Well, that's the thing, especially
yes,
in radio.
They could.
Yes, quite literally. I didn't even mean for it to come off that way, but yes. Like, in this business, we, you know, more than anyone understand, like, the meaning of a name that isn't your, you know, original. But that's the thing. No, it's like, anyone online could use a fake name to get their hands on
Well, you know my real name is Fred Schmedlap in the Tube.
Yes.
That's my real name. So
yes.
I cut it short.
I wasn't going to air it out.
But French Medlap has been with me a long time. In the Tube came a little bit later, but no. Hey, it's a lot harder to say than Chris Bryan, that's for sure.
There you go. You've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Coming up, not Dave Ramsey. It's Seminole Radio Network's FSU Coaches Show with Mike Norvell, so stick around for that. Once again, you've been listening to Pensacola right now. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, Rogo Tarol Knowles. That's it. Roll Knowles.